Brute 5 and Triple M Girls Like You, James A, for breakfast. We're live thanks to North Jacqueline. Score Big Savings Footy Final Sale on right now as we head for our top of 26 today.
Okay, now it's time for me to feel really short because we're talking AFL against Lauren Bella, who's from Mackay, by the way. And also Mark Evans, the CEO of the Gold Coast Suns. G'day, guys.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Welcome to beautiful Mackay for a very special reason today, I've been told.
We are. It's a great time for us to come up here and announce that we are bringing the Suns and AFL Women's Football to Mackay for the next 4 years. So with our great star, Lauren Bella.
That's awesome. Excellent. That? You must be happy to come back home at least once a year.
Absolutely.
Other than Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, it's great to come back home, and it's for footy as well. So of all the things that I enjoy in one place. So. Yeah.
So what do you think this means to, obviously, you know, we're trying to get, you know, the females play a great game of football. What do you think this means to women in not just Mackay, but in Australia in general, that, you know, more females are playing the game, the great game of AFL, even though Dave thinks that NRL players are fitter than AFL
yeah.
players?
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon AFL's up there with the fitness, but we've got like over 110,000 girls in Queensland participating in footy at the moment. So, and nationwide, it's just amazing to have these girls participating and thinking, like dreaming that like they're allowed to, you know, have be in professional sport and be treated as an elite athlete.
And you're
well.
A perfect example of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. How does Dad feel about that? Being an NRL boy, you know, you've said, "Hey, I want to play AFL instead." How did you approach Dad about that?
Was he brokenhearted?
I don't think he was. He was all right with it. You know, my brother and I grew up playing every single sport under the sun and kind of just landed on AFL and decided to stick with it. And Dad was kind of like, oh, okay, at the start. And now he busts out the AFL gear and he came out training with us the other day.
Oh, so God. I reckon minus the short shorts, hopefully.
Yeah. No, he did have short shorts on.
Oh, my God, no, Dad.
Short shorts, high socks, everything.
Mark,
but yeah.
That's a funny story. But for the game of AFL and, of course, the Gold Coast Suns in general, this is pretty important for the team, isn't it? And for the club of the Gold Coast Suns.
Well, the AFLW competition has been a phenomenal success with eight teams starting, another two to come in this year, and another four for 2020. We're in the 2020 bracket. Next year we'll play a winter series game here. What it has done for the pathway for female football is just outstanding. Hundreds and hundreds of teams have already started.
Yeah.
Now, from my point of view at the Gold Coast Suns, I don't care whether you start following and falling in love with AFL because of men's or women's football, and if you support the Suns because of that, well, then I'm just as happy either way. So we look at it as a great opportunity to give girls in this region and on the Gold Coast a chance to be the best they can be and play on the national stage, national broadcast, and it's great for the club as well.
Can I ask you, Mark, because obviously you get to sit and watch the games as the CEO, you know, you've got the primo spot and everything. Do you find the girls actually hit harder than the blokes?
Well,
No pressure.
I think in 2 years so far, the girls have absolutely proved they are every bit as competitive as the men, and they're inspiring with what they do. But the best thing is they bring a whole new series of stories about how they got to where they are.
Yeah.
And some of that stuff is just fantastic.
And inspirational for young girls in school now, you know?
Yeah, it is.
The next generation of AFL players.
It is. Like, it must be hard for people like Lauren to actually understand, once you get seen on TV or once your name is known, that people walk past you in the street or little girls look at you and think, I want to be like Lauren Bella. And I think that puts goosebumps on the skin of a lot of people.
Well, we're very proud of you, Lauren. We're very proud of the Gold Coast Suns for having such a great thing for our region. I mean, more of that's going to be unveiled this morning with our good mate Mayor Greg Williamson.
So. Yeah, absolutely. One last thing, Lauren. Last time we had you in, we asked you if you knew the words to Up There Kazali. Have you learnt it yet?
Oh, no.
No, you haven't.
I haven't.
Next time there's a home game here, we're going to get you to sing it
definitely
before the actual game.
Time.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of the national anthem, we'll get you up there in the middle of the ground.
Up there, Kazali.
Up there, Kazali.
Everybody listening to you. Thanks for joining us in the studio this morning. Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
With Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M.
Hey, it's
Imagine Dragons at Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays. If you missed anything on today's show, catch up anytime. TripleM.com.au.
Loving that new song by the Droughtbreakers. It's been raining.
remake of the old Dragon Rain song.
Yeah, and all the money is actually going to a good cause, the Buy a Bale program to help drought-affected farmers, $2.19 on iTunes. The guy that wrote the song, Todd Hunter from Dragon, mate, good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
Mate, I've got to say, we're a big fan of the Drought Breakers song, obviously a remake of Dragon's Rain. Where did the idea come from, mate? Because it's a cracker idea.
It is a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scott Darlow organised it. And I think that's where it came from. They were talking about what you know, what possibly could we do to help, and this is it.
So he just called out of the blue, did he?
Yep.
Wow.
Just rang up.
And he's like, I've got this idea. It's a remake a song. And you guys were on board straight away.
No, he rang and he said, is that Todd Hunter? I said, well, it's a Todd Hunter. But yeah, great idea. He's a great performer.
Yeah, look, he's done a lot of stuff. And I think from memory, his mother had to give up the farm herself because of the drought and everything as well. So
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, but he's got a whole heap of people like yourself, Jack Jones, Adam Brand, Sarah McLeod. Everyone's come together. With the recording, was it just like a simple thing that it all just fit nicely?
Well, for my part, I can only speak where I got the email, just put it down, recorded it straight into the computer, and sent it off.
Wow.
So, yeah. But the other guys all were together at different stages.
I always imagine that, because you've seen so many people, or the bands before, collaborating or doing, you know, a fundraising song.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, are the actual artists all in the studio at the same time? Because everyone's schedules are so busy, but quite often that's not the case.
Yeah, it is sometimes, but I think with this one, everyone was from different times. But they're great, yeah, great people, Adam Brand and Jack Jones.
Yeah, yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, it's just sort of an honour to be asked to be part of it.
Okay, so all the proceeds go towards the Buy a Bale Foundation and the group there. Are you guys doing like a concert or something like that to on board with this as well? Like if they've got like a Drought Breakers drought relief concert?
Not a bad idea, sir. I'm sure. Sure, there will be at some point, but that's a great idea.
Nothing just planned at this stage. Mm.
Trademark Jay and Dave, Triple M Mackay.
We'll take the accolades of that one, I can tell you.
Yes.
Look, make sure you download it, support the song as well. You can find it on iTunes, on all the good music streaming services as well. And like you say, Dave, all that money raised going to a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. All the details are on the Triple M website too.
All right, thanks for joining us this morning. Todd, mate, appreciate the call.
A great pleasure.
See you later. And don't forget to download it today. Details at triplem.com.au. Taylor is in the Triple M Street Patrol next. Hey. Portugal, the man at Triple M, Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 22-8. Our top today, 26 degrees. Some of the Gold Coast Suns players on the air with us after 8:40 this morning, Dave.
Yeah, they've got a big announcement to release today, haven't they, later on in the morning?
We'll have all the details on our website later today. They're fit players, AFL. Oh, did you see the grand final on the weekend? I was watching Baker's Creek replays on Facebook.
Yeah.
My God, they can run. Imagine playing a game of AFL.
Well, yeah, it's what you used to do when you were a kid.
Yeah, when I had energy.
Yeah. Oh, because you used to play, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were on the... Well, actually, you didn't really play. You were on the field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think my parents actually convinced the coach to just give me a few games for free under my sleeve to make it sound like I was actually a sporting person.
It was just the chasing butterflies bit that concerned everyone. That's what it was. Because you'll actually
get fit
doing that. I wish
you were
kidding,
and he's not even kidding. I tried NRL.
Yeah.
And that lasted all of one season.
Yeah, see, I reckon NRL guys are a little bit fitter than the AFL guys. Don't get me wrong.
No way.
Don't get me wrong, both of them are pretty fit, but I think the NRL players, they got the strength and the agility. They got both.
I played both as a kid, and I can tell you now, I was more, when I actually did play, I was tired of playing AFL than NRL.
That's because you were chasing butterflies instead of actually playing the game.
I wish you were kidding, but he's not. Yeah. He's not.
But it's true, the NRL players are fitter.
I disagree. Than the AFL.
Come on. You're just disagreeing just for disagreement's sake.
If you watch an AFL game, how often are all those players, boys and ladies and men's games, how often are those players all over the field?
Yeah, and what about the NRL players? You know, they rack up some metres, I'll tell you what, and each and every game, and they hit hard, especially the forward pack. So you can't say that their fitness level is less than the AFL players, because it's just not true.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I think NRL is obviously the players are bulkier. They got more weight to run with than AFL.
That's because they're fitter. You know, they've got strength and conditioning.
I don't know about that.
The AFL players, they just got the conditioning. They haven't got the strength and conditioning.
Let's face it, both codes are fitter than both of us put together.
Well, that's true. There's no denying that.
If I had to choose, AFL would be fittest.
Nah.
The fittest of the two codes.
No, I don't think so. I think that's a rort. They make it out to be, but it's not right.
If you're an AFL player or an NRL player, call us, 13 27 10. Tell us which you think is the fittest code. If you just got an opinion on who you think the fittest code is, we want to hear from you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. 13 27 10. Call now and guarantee the NRL will come up on Trump. Up top of the AFL. Easily. By about threefold.
I don't know about that.
13 27 10.
All right, your call's up in just a moment. 19 to 8. Jay and Dave for breakfast. And don't forget, you can get to the NRL Grand Final on us just becoming a member at the club, triplem.com.au. Part of the Drought Breakers song you're hearing at the moment on Triple M, giving fundraising to the farmers who certainly need it. Our top today, 26 degrees around Mackay with Sundays today.
More pressing matters are at hand, though. Who's the fitter between the AFL and the NRL?
AFL.
Silly. NRL for sure. You know, they've got strength and conditioning. That's what it is.
Only because you've played NRL
is
the only reason you say that they're the fittest when they're not. Their cardio alone, AFL players, if you watch a game of AFL, they are springing in the air. They're running kilometres.
I have played AFL as well when I was a kid as well, and I can tell you NRL was hands down harder to play. You know, you needed strength and conditioning there. Wayne, mate, what do you reckon?
Hands down AFL.
Yep.
That'd have to be the most stupid understatement I've ever heard coming out of Dave's mouth, mm-hmm. though, seriously.
Yeah, Wayne, you know it's true, though. That's the problem. That's why you're saying it's stupid, because you know it's true.
Seriously, I played 28 years of AFL, and when I played down in the VFL league, I had to run 15 kilometres a day just to make selection for reserve grade. Tell me an NRL player that runs 15 k's a day.
Billy Slater, straight away.
Oh, Billy Slater, no way.
No. Is it true?
I'll give him that. But
your cardio, Wayne, your cardio would have to be high, right?
Exactly. An AFL player runs on average in a game 18 kilometres.
Jesus.
An NRL player, a couple of 100 metres.
Yeah, but you're confusing fitness with just cardio. It's not just cardio. It's the strength there as well.
AFL players have it over an NRL player all day. I played NRL just to shove me rugby league mates up when I was a younger fella. And they just couldn't compete. I could run all day.
Yeah. I'm with you, Wayne. I'm with you 100%. I agree with you. Mel, you're saying AFL or NRL players are the fittest of the codes.
No, I'd have to agree. AFL are fitter as far as cardio goes by far. They do a lot more running.
Yeah.
The field's a lot bigger. The NRL guys are stronger, but a lot of their running is very short, sharp bursts, and they sit back.
Because they've got bigger frames, they're running more, they've got more weight to carry.
The NRL guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do. So their strength fitness would be much better than AFL across the board.
Yeah.
But AFL, as far as cardio fitness, is definitely outweighs NRL.
Well, how do you explain Billy Slater, you know, Jonathan Thurston, those sorts of people?
Yeah, as I said, across the board, you will get exceptions to the rule. But even then, you pop them into an AFL game against some of your top grade players, and you'd probably find they'd struggle playing an AFL game for the full time that they would play, the same amount of time they would play an NRL game for.
I don't believe so at all. There's too many places where you can hide.
I said the challenge coming up.
You can hide in AFL. You know, you don't have to run around all over the place. Kale, mate, you agree with me, don't you?
I'm a rugby league man, and I have been all my life. But I think the way that those blokes who play aerial ping pong run around and jump into the air, they are fitter blokes.
Traitor!
They are fitter blokes.
I was saying the same thing, because, like, let's face it, rugby league players or NRL players, they're bulkier. There's more weight to push.
Yeah, they are. But look, the way that those blokes, some of them only 4 foot high, can jump 10 foot off the ground is bloody impressive.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean they're fitter.
No, they are. They run from end to end around a bloody oval paddock. The game is mad.
Yeah.
But You know, rugby league is for simpler creatures like Dave and I, okay? in terms of fitness, it's definitely those Victorian people.
Well, we can lift more, though. As NRL players, they can lift more.
And we will, Nate, we will. But for the fitness, it's all about those people from the south, the Mexicans.
No.
I believe you should be eating humble pie right now.
No way.
I believe so.
You haven't convinced me otherwise yet.
Yeah, let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M and Kiwood Sundays. You'll find us online. It's 10 to 8, Jane Day for breakfast.
Hey, it's Benny Hennett. The biggest
day. John, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast at 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sundays and online now, triplem.com.au. That's where you can sign up to be a Triple M Club member. Your chance to see the NRL Grand Final on us.
Yeah, the golden ticket. It's better than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory's golden ticket, that's for sure.
I know you're pretty keen to get to the Grand Final. We spoke about that yesterday on the Brekkie Show.
Yeah, it'd be great to go. Like, I'd give anything to be there. As you'd... You know,
yeah.
You know, it's like the Mecca. It's like the annual pilgrimage for rugby league religious folk.
You're lucky I'm a nice person.
Why?
I just had, literally minutes ago, spoke to our general manager, Roxanne.
Right.
In the kitchen whilst making breakfast coffee for the breakfast show.
Yeah.
And I asked her the question, look, I said to her, is there any possibility that we could go to the NRL Grand Final?
Yeah.
So I recorded, as most announcers do, they record everything that happens with the boss.
Oh, of course, yes.
Whether they know it or not.
Yeah.
This is what she said.
NRL Grand Final, Jay, wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Look, I know it's a lot of money, but you know how much Jay's a big fan. He's a huge fan, and I think he's worked pretty hard this year. I think he's missed out on a bit with, you know, the state of origin and stuff, and he really wants to go.
What am I going to get out of it?
We'll work harder. No, we'll do something. But I think he's keen to go, and I don't want to disappoint him. So.
Right. Well, how's about I have a think about it?
Yeah. I think. Okay.
And I'll come back to you this afternoon.
Oh, so that's why you said go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I just wanted to see if it was a possibility.
Yeah.
To see if we could go.
Because usually she just says no.
The whole working harder thing, I lied about that.
Yeah, I thought so.
Just to get tickets. But look, I think because you did, New South Wales finally took out a state of origin.
Yeah.
And you missed that.
Yeah.
You did want to be there for that, but missed that.
Yeah.
So if, look, we can get to the NRL Grand Final, which is the next best thing.
Yeah.
I thought, why not? I'll stick up and I'll say, hey, how can we make this happen?
Nice.
Yeah.
But last time the company sent me down there, it was with a whole heap of other people, not you.
Yeah.
So this time I reckon it's got to be you as well. Like, we've both got to go down there together.
That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
I'm the chaperone.
Yeah.
I'm the adult on the trip.
Make sure you keep me in line. Otherwise...
It's actually me that's always leading him astray.
She's listening.
That's what happens. Yeah, it's a definite no. I can hear it now. No! You're not going!
But no. Right. We'd run amok otherwise.
Results this afternoon.
Yeah.
She's going to think about it. She'll let me know this afternoon.
That's a good sign.
So we'll have an answer, yes or no, tomorrow on the breakfast show.
That's a positive sign.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being such
you're welcome.
Good, for being such a good friend.
See, it's not a thank you if I had to prompt you for that.
No, I was going to thank you.
When?
I just didn't get a chance to. You said you're welcome before I actually had the chance to.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being such a good friend.
Thank you for thanking me after I prompted you to thank me.
Yeah. Do you want a hug? I'll give you a hug for this.
Get away from me. It's 6:15, Jane Day for breakfast. Our top 26 degrees. Kennedy Malloy. Sean Mendes and Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast. It's Tuesday morning. Apologies about the voice once again this morning. Our top around 26 degrees on this. I only found out this morning, cheeseburger day.
Yeah, that'll cure your sore throat. A cheeseburger for free.
Yeah.
Because that's what Macca's are giving away for cheeseburger day. 200,000 of them Australia-wide.
Reading that on news.com this morning. So that means our North Mackay Macca's, South Mackay Macca's,
yep.
Caneland, Airlie Beach, Uralee.
That's right. They gave away 100,000 of them last year, so they've doubled that for this year.
They're saying it's actually going to be mayhem today, so...
Yeah.
Do you want to pop out and get one?
Absolutely. You want me to go out now?
You leave now.
Yeah.
We'll go to the break. We'll cross the Taylor in just a second.
Yeah.
And then we'll get to you on the drive-thru.
While you were just talking, I've just ordered it on the Macca's app.
Do you have to download the app to get it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can just go... Keep
smart,
going.
Smart marketing there, McDonald's.
Yeah.
download the app to get your free cheeseburger.
Well, otherwise you'd be like us and we just go do loops around drive-thru all the time.
Just have that disguise ready to go. Fake glasses and moustache. No, I have not been through this drive-thru today.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady. All right, get in the car. We'll do that in just a second. Taylor and the Triple M Street Patrol next. Triple M. Tom Cochran at Triple M, Jay and Dave off to news with Araha in just a moment. Dave is at Southside McDonald's this morning trying to get us a couple of cheeseburgers for free for International Cheeseburger Day today. Dave, how busy is it there at the moment?
Well, inside it's actually really quiet, but, you know, I'm ready to go to try and get this this free burger, okay?
Okay.
I've got to use my phone at the same time, so hang on a second. All right. Just going to pop you on speakerphone.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, Dave's at Southside Macca's getting his free cheeseburger. Well, two. If you can hear me, I want one, too. Today.
Okay, well, I might have to go up to the counter for this one, then.
All right. Today is International Cheeseburger Day. Is that right?
That is exactly right. And Macca's are actually giving away 200,000 of these,
and
just not at South
Macca's. I don't think two cheeseburgers out of that quota of 200,000 is going to damage it too much.
Hey mate, how you doing? Do you realise it's National Cheeseburger Day?
Yes.
Of course he does. He works at McDonald's.
You're speaking to Jay at Triple M here at the moment on the on the phone, okay? Just so you're aware. Can we get a couple of cheeseburgers,
please?
Awesome. Thank you.
Is that a yes?
That is a yes.
Oh, yeah. So we get two cheeseburgers.
He's just got to do a couple of things, but, yeah, we're going to ring it up.
Done.
So now we don't have to share the cheeseburger.
Oh, that's right. There's nothing worse than having to cut your cheeseburger in half and watch the other person enjoy it. No way. Not on National Cheeseburger Day.
I'll see you back in the office.
That's a success. Get back here as fast as you can. You've got 6 minutes to go until the end of the news and weather. We'll do it next here at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Oh, it's really good. Melissa Etheridge at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. My theme song at the moment, Bring Me Some Water. Tops 26 degrees on, is it International or just National Cheeseburger Day?
I think it might be International Cheeseburger Day. But Macca's have got 200,000 of them to give away today. Nice. Only.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, there's a couple of hoops you have to go through, like download the app and everything, but, look, you know.
If they told me to walk across a Lego pit barefoot, I would do that for a free cheeseburger.
I think everyone would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know? You'd wrestle.
If I had children, I'd probably, I don't know, trade my child for a cheeseburger.
Just one free child.
Just for an hour.
Cheeseburger.
Just for an hour, then I'll give it back. And I'll just minus the pickles, though.
Oh,
minus
what?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah. Pickles. Sorry, Macca's, I love your burger. I just can't deal with pickles in general.
The pickles are the best part. It's got the saltiness in it. It's beautiful. You don't like it at all.
No.
How can you live like that?
It's like the soggy bread of the burger world.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. That's not fair. The pickles, you know.
I've never seen you with somebody who liked pickles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't like them as a kid when I was a young kid having McDonald's because, you know, you'd throw them up against the wall.
So now that you're older and your taste buds have nothing left, you can't actually taste
them.
Well,
my taste buds are now refined.
Refined?
That's what it is. So that's why they like the pickles now.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, you're still trying to figure out what actually tastes good. Usually, as a kid, you get the pickles, take them out, and throw them up against the window and watch them slide down.
We don't encourage that behaviour.
That was back in the day when people actually went inside to have McDonald's. They don't do that anymore.
My mum, whenever we have McDonald's together, she always takes the pickles off mine and put it on hers.
I'm not surprised. It's beautiful.
Gross. This is so gross.
I don't understand you sometimes.
Because, you know, when we did McHappy Day, I think it was last year, the year before.
Yeah.
And we were at North Mackay McDonald's in the drive-thru, and because I was doing the orders woefully, by the way. I was doing the orders with one of the drive-thru attendants, and the amount of people came through that I heard saying, can I have this burger, minus the pickle, thanks.
I am surprised by that.
Mm.
Like, seriously surprised by that.
I was saying to every person that came through that did that, I'm like, you're a smart person.
No, they're not. They're missing out on the best part of the burger. I mean, yeah, great. You got the meat and everything else and the secret sauce, whatever's in that. But the pickles just make it.
No.
Beautiful.
No. You're either on one side of the fence with this one or not. You can't be a fence sitter with this one. Taylor from the Triple M Street Patrol, jump on that microphone for a second. All right. Do you like pickles on your burgers or
not? I don't really like the pickles, no.
Oh, get off the microphone.
So there's three of us here. You're outweighed now.
I find that remarkable. I really do. Like, at the age of that you are, you should love the pickles.
What do you mean the age? What's age got to do with that?
Well, you know, when you get older, you start craving these sorts of foods. You know, the salty foods. The oh, I don't understand you. I really don't.
No.
Look, 1320...
Let's take some calls on this.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. 1327 10. Who's in the right here? Pickles?
There's no right or wrong. I just want to know where you sit.
Well, there's got to be a right or wrong.
So you're saying people who don't like pickles are on their burgers are wrong?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So wrong.
Gee, that's not judgmental at all.
I don't care. It's wrong.
All right, we'll take your calls coming up in just a moment. 20 to 7, Jane Day for breakfast. Tuesday morning at Smash Mouth at Triple M. Morning. Smash Mouth, the Triple M. Jane, Dave, we'll check the traffic coming up in 15 minutes from now. Mackay Bacasia Road looking pretty smooth sailing at this stage. Our top around 26 degrees.
All the roads are leading to a free cheeseburger today. It's National Cheeseburger Day. It's like, it should be a public holiday.
Well, I think, obviously, the people at McDonald's know that today they're giving away free cheeseburgers. So, backpackers in Airlie Beach, talking to you.
They're not even up.
Download the app, get a free cheeseburger at Macca's in Airlie Beach, and, of course, our stores here at North South Mackay.
Yeah. They're giving away 200,000 of them Australia-wide.
That's a lot of burgers.
It is, and a lot of pickles, too. And you disgust me. You really do. How can you not like pickles on a burger?
I just don't feel like it fits. It doesn't fit.
It's been there since the 60s.
No, I know it fits on the burger. It just doesn't. The taste doesn't fit to me. I don't know what it is.
You need to refine your taste.
Too crunchy.
Oh, Maria, do you like the pickles on your burger?
No, I do not.
Thank you.
I don't understand why.
However, my daughter likes them, so she gets to have double, and I get to have none. Everybody's happy.
But that's just so wrong without the pickles. It just doesn't... It's not a burger.
Oh, that's like the pineapple on pizza question. It's never going to be answered.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It was just answered. You've got to have the pickles on the burger.
I think it depends on your taste as well, if you're more of a sweet or a sour kind of person. Thanks for your call, Emery. If you're like a more sweet or a sour kind of person.
Oh, no.
Or like a savoury or sweet person.
I don't understand it. How could you not have... pickles on a burger.
Jackie, pickles on your burger? Where do you sit on this?
Oh, look, you've got to have the pickles. Oh.
Yes! Really,
yeah. It's not a burger without those pickles.
Look, the onions I can do, the actual pickles, nah.
Oh, nah. You've got to have a lot. I get them all off my kids' burgers and I have put them all on mine.
Oh, yuck!
That's the way to go. Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Jackie.
I'm with you, Dave. With you.
They should have the McPickle burger. Forget about everything else, just have the pickles on it.
Now, I think you probably have to have a bit of meat with it, but yeah, the pickles are pretty good.
The meat to cancel out the disgusting taste that is the pickles.
There's not a disgusting... That's not right at all.
I don't
all.
Think everybody's a fan of pickles whatsoever. Look,
that's not right.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, where you sit with a pickle debate.
Hey, Sue, do you like pickles on your burger?
No.
Get off the phone.
I told you, most people would be saying no. Thank you,
I
Sue.
I reckon that just outside of the Macca's drive-thru, there's like all these pickles.
Where people are flinging them.
Yeah.
Oh, you... No.
Yeah, I told you.
It's so wrong not to have the pickles.
90% of people here at the radio station this morning saying no to the pickles.
You're all wrong. You are. You're all wrong.
This is what happens when Dave gets outvoted. He gets grumpy.
Well, there's a reason why they got the pickles on the burger in the first place. It's because it's beautiful.
We'll send you to Macca's after 7 o'clock this morning. We'll get a free cheeseburger for Cheeseburger Day. All right?
That'll calm me down, yeah.
You can have your little pickles on there. Betty White. It's 14 to 7 at Triple M. This is...